So it's time for a live disc got now, because the Posh Radio 4 lady we are lucky to have with us in Edinburgh. So this is a moment for me. Whenever you're ready, Posh Radio 4.
Dear Scott, is Tulip a fox? She sounds like one. Johnny from Paisley.
Tulip Mazumdar off the news. Is she a fox?
Yes,
she is.
Definitely.
100% fox. Yeah. Next.
Hey, Scott. What is the posh lady's name, or is that a closely guarded secret? Smiley. From Cameron.
Her name is Posh.
Posh? I thought we were only allowed to call her that if we were really good friends there.
What would you rather? I mean, you can answer this.
Well, I do have a name, but I find now my fame as Posh Radio 4 Lady is so great that nobody uses it anymore, so I am just known as Posh Radio 4 Lady. Posh Radio 4, Posh Radio, Posh, Puh. Depending on how well you know me.
Yeah, Puh to your like,
puh,
close
to my very yeah, my mum calls me Puh.
Okay. And what would listeners call you? I mean, if they obviously can call you Posh Radio 4 Lady. If they wanted to abbreviate at all?
Well, PR4L.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
That is good, because that goes with one that doesn't speak, O-T-D-S. So...
O-T-D-S.
T-O-T-D-S. So, brilliant.
It sounds like T-O-T-D-S. I'm sure that's not what
See,
you mean.
So now you can be... PR4, brilliant.
PR4L.
Okay, next.
Dear Scott, do you plan on trying some haggis whilst you're in Edinburgh? A deep-fried Mars bar, at least? Becky? Break a leg tonight. Love, Zoe in Plymouth. X.
You were threatening to eat me on the train last night, but I think that was purely out of boredom.
Yeah, I was quite bored.
We'd run out of food, and Scott said that if we couldn't get any more food, he'd...
I was going to eat Becky in the nicest possible way. I was going to eat her.
I think she means, have I tried... Or that person means, have I tried haggis? Not
yes.
That you should try and eat
it. Did it this morning. Egg, bacon, haggis roll.
Any
Next.
Good?
Yeah, really good.
Have
Next.
You, I'm just. Can I just say to you, don't have a deep-fried Mars bar, because I know what you're like, and once you have one, you will then become addicted.
Really?
So I'm just trying to say to you, as a friend...
Doesn't appeal to me.
I've had one, and... They are incredible, so don't ever have one.
Are they?
Yes. Do you remember that horrible roll thing that we tried once with the... Which sounded horrible. It was like sausage roll and cheese and mayonnaise.
Yeah,
and
in a
bread
bun.
Roll.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, that's going to be gross. And we tried it,
oh,
and it
was
just the most
best.
Amazing thing ever.
Same.
Same with deep-fried Mars bar, so just don't go there, and no, then you'll be good for...
If I never
forever.
Have one, I won't know what I missed.
Exactly.
Next!
Dear Scott, I need somewhere to live in northwest London, starting from Saturday, for about £100 to £130 a week on a Camden bus route. Or I'm homeless. Love, Helen.
Any ideas?
No.
The classifieds websites that I use are good. Put up an ad on there, you'll find something.
There we are. Put up an ad. I'm sure she probably knows that already. Just put up an ad in any classifieds online, that'd be fine.
Just not...
No. That's it. Move on. Is that it?
£100 a week is quite cheap.
That is cheap.
I would never live somewhere like that.
Would you not? No. You're well posh. That's because you're well posh. Anything else?
But you did get the bus the other day, Posh.
Well, I do. I like to move amongst the people from time to time.
I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. You texted us and you were on the bus. And we were like...
I can't believe.
Posh is on the bus.
Yeah.
I was insanely pleased that you said hello to me from the radio. I was really, really happy.
Yeah. Wait, this actually goes out on the radio.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, does
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it does.
Are we on now?
We're on. Have you got any more?
I've got one more
okay,
for you.
Okay, marvellous.
Hey, are you playing Grimmy? He is a fan of skinny jeans. From Josh.
Josh, I'm not playing Grimmy in Scott Mills the Musical. Grimmy is a fan of the skinny jean, but not of the stonewash skinny jean, which is the variety that I'll be wearing on stage live in Edinburgh tonight. Thank you, PR4L.
You're welcome.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Posh Radio 4's here again.
Hello.
You're on a lot today, aren't you?
I am on a lot. It's great.
Yes. Okay, you've got some more live discots from me. These have just been sent in the last half hour or so. We're answering your texts on 81199, read out by the Posh Radio 4 lady. Let's go.
Scott boy, does Becky get her kit off in the musical? That would be funny, mun. Adam Jenkins from South Wales.
I'm not sure if that's good or not, that text. No, I don't think I do I?
Don't. You kind of do.
Kind of?
Yeah, you do, kind of.
Backstage she does, I've seen.
Posh!
Sorry.
It is a bit difficult changing in front of everyone.
I know, I've seen some things.
Yeah.
Some quite disturbing sights.
I know. The guy that plays Rob the Boss, there's a quite a quick scene change. Have you seen that as well, Posh?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Several times.
That's only because you're sat right in his where
it's
he changes.
It's a shame, isn't it?
You're
it's
right in the eye line. I know.
I got specially asked to be put there.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is a bit of, you know, there's a little bit. No, there's okay, a bit go. Where it's a bit saucy with you, and I can't say too much, but you do get a bit saucy in the musical at some point.
Okay. I don't think I've learned the lines for this bit yet, but maybe I won't need them.
Next.
Dear Scott, are you selling Scott Mills the Musical merchandise, like hats and mugs? Good idea, don't you think? Anne N. Dennis X.
We haven't had time. We haven't even thought about flyers to promote it, which everybody in Edinburgh does. You get bombarded with flyers during the Fringe Festival every time you walk out the door. So, no, we haven't. We didn't think about it in time. Soz.
You know, we were talking about the Chippendales earlier, Scott.
Yes.
Well, when I was out, I got handed a flyer for the Chippendales. And Becky, it's 2-for-1 ladies' night tonight at the Chippendales.
Yes!
But unfortunately, it's at 10 o'clock, so I don't think we
rubbish.
Can fit it in.
No.
Maybe tomorrow?
I would love to see the posh R4 lady and Becky at the Chippendales. Ladies' night!
2-for-1's a bargain.
Next!
Dear Scott, please could you tell me why grated cheese tastes so much better than normal cheese? Angela from Kettering.
Oh, that is such a good point.
It does, actually.
It really does.
And now over to our head of cheese, Becky.
I don't know the scientific reason for that. Maybe it's because it's in smaller bits. You put handfuls in your mouth at once,
yeah.
And then
it just feels so right.
Is that everyone? Is that just me? I've painted a lovely picture there of my home life, haven't I?
No, I shovel it in. I shovel it in as well. I think we all shovel it in. You can't just have a little bit.
You can't have like 2 strands of grated cheese. You've got to do a handful.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Most people just sprinkle it over stuff. They don't just shovel it straight in.
Eat it with other things.
Yeah. Next.
Hi, Scott. Me and my granny and granddad are having an argument over Peter Andre's nationality. Could you help, please?
I think he's from Cyprus, isn't he?
I thought he was Australian.
Oh, look at the look of confusion in everybody in the room. We're not sure.
I'm
think he's Australian, but he's of Cypriot heritage, I think.
Okay, good. Well, that's really answered their question. And one more, Posh?
Dear Scott, maybe you can help. This week, the topic of conversation at work is, how do you open a banana? Strange, I know, but I think opening it from the bottom, the non-stalk end, is the way forward, as the stalk sometimes gets stuck and mushes the end. What are your thoughts on this? Kim, Hampshire.
I don't often have a banana, so
my
I don't
mum
know.
My mum used to do a great trick with the banana. She used to like...
Hello, Mrs. Huxtable. Yes?
She used to like sew round it and then magically without taking the skin off, and then you'd open it and it'd be pre-sliced. That's not as good as what
No, that is quite a disappointment.
I loved it when I was a kid.
Anything else you want to know? 8119, we'll do some more live discots through the week here in Edinburgh.
I'm Jamie. I play guitar.
I'm Alex.